Father and our God, we worship you, Lord, and our holy presence, Lord, that has inhabited eternity, and you have counted us to be worthy, Lord, to make us your dwelling place. We all together will form a holy habitation unto the Lord. Lord, we thank thee, Father. Glory be to your name, O Lord, that God Almighty should dwell in us. What a blessing, what a privilege, what a glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father, we thank you for the beginning of the new week, Lord. And we thank you for this fellowship here this morning. Our rejoicing in your presence, Lord. And also we commit, Lord, this part of the service to your hand, Lord, as we enter into your word, Lord. The word says the entrance there, Lord, give us light. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So let your Holy Spirit, Lord, O God, just like you spoke to them on the way to Emmaus, Lord, only two of them, you preach to two people like that. Lord, even you do the same thing to us this morning, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we thank you, Father. And let this word be mixed together with faith in our hearts, Lord, O Father. And Lord, O God, and by it, Lord, by the word of God, we overcome this world. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So the message is the present evil world. God called it an evil world. See? That word, world, it also means age. So this present evil age. One way to see that this age is evil is to look at the character of its civilization. They call it civilization, right? 2,000 years has gone by now of preaching the gospel. Yet the world, in proportion to its life, is in a worse state than it was in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's even headed right now toward some great crisis, according to Bible prophecy, some of which we are already seeing or witnessing in our time right now. It's heading to great crisis. They think they have seen something, not they haven't seen anything yet. Bible says this is just the beginnings of sorrow. Since 2,000 years have passed of preaching the gospel, see, Bible call it an evil age. The spirit of lawlessness is in the air. And strangely enough, it has become unmanageable, perverse, and determined to break away from all authority and law. Lawlessness is in the land, all over the world. Look at it. An evil age. Bible call it evil age. The Lord likened the time of his coming to the days before the flood, described in Genesis 6, which we can quickly read by about two verses in there. People always forget this, so we look at what happened in this world today. The Lord forecast all these things before. Genesis 6:11. The heart also was corrupt before God, and the heart was filled with violence. That's what the Bible says. The Lord says, shall be like that at the end of time, this age. 13th verse says, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So we see right now, even in this nation we are living in, last month, July and so forth, we have a kind of statistics of violence like never seen before. We saw that gun violence has skyrocketed in the land. This can account the USA and so on in recent days. We know that back in July, on the July Independence Day parade, where a gunman, killed 7 people. Talking about violence, Bible says shall be so at the coming of the Lord. So, 7 people were killed and so on. Since that time, hundreds, have died from other gun homicides across the country. Even other nations are following the U.S. trace in this violent thing. We are gun violence was never known before. On July 3, a man opened fire at what is called a field shopping mall in Copenhagen, Denmark. Never had before like that in this nation, something like that, you know. Killing people. And critically wounding men on July 7, 2022. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest serving Prime Minister, was massacred, you know, during a public speech. He's out of office, but he's the longest reigning Japanese. And Japan, one of the countries where gun control is at the tightest, really unheard of, you know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. What is happening here? We are at the end of the age, an evil age. And the Bible says that, you know, that Jeremiah 25, 32, thus said the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation. That's why we are seeing this happening. Even countries where they don't have gun violence, if they are having that now, the Lord says, as in the days before the flood, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. That's why you are seeing this happening all over the world. An evil age, and people don't even know it. The word of God gave us the answer to why all these things are happening. So the Christians should be aware or be reminded. They may have all these flashy things. Bible call it evil, an evil age. So let us be aware of these things and so on. Why are all these things happening? So the Bible gave us many reasons. Number one, there are two opposing spirits at work in this age. So the Bible calls it an evil age. Why are all these things happening in this age and so on? There are two opposing spirits at work in this age. 2 Corinthians 2:12 says so. Let's read it. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, that's one of them, the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Those are the two spirits, right? That is the spirit of the world. There is the spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You have to define this age. What the Bible says about it and so on, you have to conduct yourself. So that's why we are saying there are two opposing spirits. That which is of the world, number one, and the spirit which is of God. So the spirit which is of God is of course the Holy Ghost, right? Who, what is he doing? Guarding the bride of Christ. That's what he's doing. And the spirit of the world is the spirit of the devil, the Antichrist. Two opposing spirits working in this age. The Bible calls it an evil age. The two opposing spirits are also mentioned in other scriptures. 1 John 4:6. We are of God, the Bible says to you, child of God. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The same two opposing spirits, right? The spirit of truth is the Holy Ghost, right? And the spirit of error, the spirit of the devil and the Antichrist system and so on. There are two of them. And we can keep on going and going. Two opposing spirits and so on. They are at war. They be from the beginning of the war. For the garden of Eden it has been so. You see? Cain and Abel and so on. We can go on through the age. And now an evil age. Again, the spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit. And the spirit of error is the spirit of the devil. And some of that, you know. This spirit of error is the source of all the strong delusion you see today. That spirit of error is the source of all the strong delusion that are in the world today. We don't just go as Christians and bury our heads in the sand, not know what is going on around us. Bible has told us of these things that we know indeed we are at the end of the age. Now, talking about delusion, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11. The spirit of error is causing all these things. Here is what he said in 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. See? They receive the knowledge of the truth, right? And the love of the truth. Then God will permit a strong delusion to get this generation, this evil age. Bible calls it an evil age. That is the message. This present evil world. Bible calls it an evil world. So because they repeat the love of the truth, God will permit a strong delusion and is catching on every nation right now. The spirit of evil is being rapidly multiplied as the end of the age draws near, as the age closes. So evil spirits and so are multiplying upon the face of the earth. And it requires the utmost vigilance on your side, O child of God. You must be vigilant. Vigilant. Because the Bible has warned us to be so. It's an evil age. The Bible calls it an evil age and so on, you know. Not to be caught in the net. The evil net of the evil one and so on, that you know. Now, just as the true church is indwelt and guided by the Holy Spirit, so the rest of the world is indwelt and guided by the spirit of the war or the spirit of Satan. Is that simple? God make it so simple that way and so on, you know. They may not accept it, see, because they are blinded, right? So, but the child of God has to know these things and so forth. Ephesians 2:1. And you are still quickened. Oh, we are dead in trespasses. Not in trespasses. And sin. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. See this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. That Satan right there. The spirit, you see, evil spirit, right? That now walketh in the children of disobedience. You don't know what is. You don't know what is hitting them, right? This, what is hitting them? All this evil, the spirit of devils and so on, multiplying upon the earth, all the calamities, all the violence that you are seeing and so on, the spirit of devils causing all these things and so on. And God has his children. The Holy Ghost is guarding his children away from this world and so on. The scripture teaches that Satan's fall was caused by his ambition to be like God. How the Bible teaches, Isaiah 14:13, let's read that, you know. So, Isaiah 14:13, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above, verse 14, I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That what God is for. Lucifer said. Bible says, the Lord said, as behold, I see Satan fall like lightning. See? He fell like lightning and so because of pride. Never contented. He has the highest office in the universe next to God. What is contented? Not to be like the Most High and so on, that, you know. Where am I taking that to? Having not given up that ambition to be like the Most High, it is Satan's purpose and plan to exalt himself in the person of the Antichrist. That's where it's going. That's where we are at right now. Whom he will indwell and sit as God in the temple of God. And how the people worship him as source. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let me read to you and some of that you know. He hasn't given up the ambition to be like God, right? Not to call, no, he wants to get the people to worship him. No, convert worship and so on. And evil is. And that's 2:3 of 2 Thessalonians. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day will not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, be careful now, when you say falling away. Doesn't mean falling away from church going. There can be mega churches and so on. They still go to church and so on, that you know. Falling away from the truth. Falling away from the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the thing that the Lord commanded in the Bible, the simple instruction of the Lord, they fall away from all those things and so on. Show me, see what they are doing in their church and so on. What are they preaching, you know? They get away from the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. They fell away from the truth. And so on. But first, who opposes, the Bible says, and exalted himself above all that is called God. You see? Satan indwelling a person at the end of the age. All that is worshipped. So that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That temple will soon be built. They got everything ready. Revelation 11 says all that be a temple in Jerusalem, calling the tribulation temple, you know, and so on like that, you know. And the power to my two witnesses and so on like that, you know. And the Jews, they got everything ready to build that temple. We are living at the end of the age. Now, they don't want to push ahead and do it because of the tumult of the Arabs. But the time will come because their mosque of Omar is sitting right at the temple side, as we know. And if we take the hand of God, where the Arabs tried, I don't care what the Muslims said, I don't care, the Bible said there will be a temple in India in the tribulation and so that you know, and the Antichrist will be India. And we are in this age now, they got everything ready. Anyway, so we'll see. So Revelation 13:4. And they worship the dragon, which gave power into the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See? And verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And his tail like a dragon. Be a political, ecclesiastical and political power. Those two horns. Ecclesiastical power and political power. The false prophet. Coming. So the thing. It's coming. No, and working with the Antichrist and all that, you know. And he executed all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So you see, all the religious body binding together, you come to it in the short while I'm talking about. The Bible called it an evil age. This is an evil age and all that, you know. Now, we are living in the day of the glorification of man, see, man wants to be glorified himself, like Lucifer and so that, you know. A day in which the work of man are exalted and praised. They forget about the work of God. They forget the God who called the sun to shine upon the righteous and the wicked. Whether you are wicked, you get the sun, right? They forget the God who still give them rain. Now, we see them a lesson in the Great Tribulation, right? 3.5 years there be no rain whatsoever. At that time, I think that, you know, it's coming too, you know. And then there be drought, famine, and pestilences as, you know, as ever before in the history of the world. Because it's an evil age, right? They won't listen to God. Even nature will teach them lesson too. God will permit it and some of that, you know. Anyway, so they want to praise the work of man. The prophecy of an increase in knowledge is fulfilling right before our eyes. Daniel, the Apocalypse, 12 of Daniel, verse 4. But thou, Daniel, shut all the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Talking about the end time, right? An evil age. Time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. What a time we are living. I mean, how do you explain such a thing? The tremendous increase in, you know, in science and invention of the last 200 years. Look at how much knowledge has come. Daniel wrote this thing about 700 years before Christ. You know, see how much invention we have gotten in the last 200. We see the aeroplane, the computer is everywhere and so on. These are all foretold by the Bible and so on, pointing that we are at the end of the age. So apart from God, what intelligence is behind all this invention? Is it God? Let's take a closer look at it, whether it is God or whosoever is doing that, some of that, you know, God permits it and so on. Apart from God, only the supposition that there is some superhuman being who imparts this knowledge and who controls the affairs of the scientific and commercial world. See? So, I don't believe God is doing it to them and so on because of what this invention is doing. This invention takes them away from God, right? How can God give them an invention that will take them away from him? So anyway, we can learn a lesson from this. So of the Antichrist, let me show you something. Of the Antichrist itself, here what prophecy says. Again, back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. Talking about this knowledge of these inventions and so on. Is it God giving it to them and so on? And they are using it against God. Anyway, Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. And in the latter time, you see the word latter time, and in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressions are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. Verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people, meaning the Jews and some of that, you know. 25. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. The day of glorifying my life, you know, himself in his heart. And by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. So we note that during the antediluvian age, they have all kind of inventions during the, before the flood and so on, that, you know. They invent all kind of things. They have metal works, you know. They have music. But we know, we can believe that music they had that time It's just the satanic music of not really praising God in the Cain age and something like that, you know. So they have invention of all kinds, and they even have kind of music only for pleasure. I believe it was and something like that, you know. So those who be those and they have cities and so on, and commercial things and you know, and other that they have in that time and something like that, you know. So now we know those things were not built by the godly line of faith. They were built by the ungodly line of Cain. Go trade out and so on, you know, Cush and all those kind of things and so on. The big investment before the flood was it for the godly line of faith? No, for the line of Cain. We know it in the Bible and so on, that you know, Cush and so on, that you know. So we know. So and you tell me now, in the age we are living in, thank God for the inventions and so on, that you know. Are you going to tell me that the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb that can destroy the world many times over were given by God? So God gave man that which will destroy him. So I'm trying to know that is preternatural power behind this invention outside of God himself. Well, God knew all about it and so on, that you know. So we know Satan's gospel is always about knowledge. Where we appreciate knowledge if it is in line with the word of God. So we know that nobody says any knowledge contrary to the word of God and so on, we know it's not of God. So Satan preached knowledge to Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's in Genesis 3:5. Telling you where all these inventions are coming from. God allowed them and so on, that you know. So anyway, in Genesis 3:5, for God does know that in the day he eat thereof, meaning the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he meant, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. He's always teaching knowledge and so on. That without the devil, that and so on. Knowledge contrary to the will of God. Knowledge contrary to the Almighty God and so on. You're always teaching that. So it was that the promise of knowledge caused the downfall of human race. That what did it and so on. Promise, that promise them knowledge. He'd be like God, right? And that caused the downfall of man. And when Adam and Eve followed Satan's advice, what happened? They committed the whole race to the acceptance of Satan's leadership and program. He became the god of this world, this evil world and so on, you know. So it is unlikely that the Holy God, like I said before, imparted to the ungodly race of Cain the knowledge to invent things that will lead to the downfall of the race and here to bring on the floor. See, they have great inventions and so on. He will get that knowledge and so on. That now come against God and bring about it. Was it God? And I said again, so now that is it to be supposed that the God of love will impart to men the knowledge that will enable them to invent such hellish instruments of warfare as the atomic and hydrogen bombs. Now the whole world is fretting. Putin can't do anything now. I will push the button, you know. The whole world, they don't want to just, they're just kind of shaking and so on. Men's hearts will soon be failing in mass numbers for fear of looking at those things coming after the war. Bible calls it an evil age and something like, you know. It is clear then that there is some preternatural being who is at the head of the world system, and that one is none but Satan himself. So according to the scriptures, there is false science. There is true science, there is false science. So talking about the evil world. Now, in 1 Timothy 6:20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. I avoid profane and vain babblings and opposition of science falsely called. So for that's a false science, that we say so. You know, we can pick one of them, that one called evolution from hell, you know, and it despite the true creation that God created us in and so on. Science falsely called. It's right there in the Bible and so on, that, you know, one of them and so on, you know. So where? So we see right there. Description also indicates another type of science, a true science. Thank God for what science has done, you know, God allow it and so on, that, you know, to benefit us, you know. So we can travel, the world has become one and so on. Anyway, so I say true science also, the type that acknowledges God. Daniel was said to understand that type of silence. Daniel 1:4, talking about Daniel and his companions, children of in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. See that one? That's the true science, right? And such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and talk of the Chaldeans. The type of time that Daniel understood wasn't against God. He acknowledged God. He could see visions. Can interpret dreams and so on, that, you know. That is the true science as well. True science acknowledges God. Anyway, let's take it away from there. So concerning the Antichrist, the scripture says this in Daniel 11:38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his father knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. 39 verse 6. Thus shall he do in the most strong host with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. So we see the God of science, and so God of false science and so on, the Antichrist will be an evil genius, And one paper people who can make war with him, he has to deal with atomic forces and so on, At the end of it, he will have atomic power, hydrogen bomb and so on. Bible says who can make war with him. Bible, we're talking about the present evil age, evil world, you see? And there are many claims that it's an evil world. Because the flashy thing we see around here, Bible says it's evil, it is evil. So this means man will invent and use all types of forces to benefit, control, and finally attempt to destroy mankind. That's what it means. The God of forces, right? You are not the God of forces. Means that, and so on. Just as the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 7:29, no, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions, that's another. And they are always against God and so forth. So, see, because of this false science, at the end of the age. So we are living in this, Bible calling the present evil world or age. Now, all kinds of things are coming up here. New world order. We have heard of the new world order. Haven't you heard of it? They call it NWO in short. As a secretly imagined totalitarian world government. They are secret behind the door. Totalitarian world government. It is said to be a secretive power elite with globalist agenda, conspiring to eventually rule the world through an authoritarian world government. They have been on the same for years now, Who are there in this thing? Many influential historical and contemporary figures are said to be part of this cabal that operates through many front organizations. They put them at front, right? To orchestrate significant political and financial events. They just make it up, events ranging from causes systemic crisis, just create a crisis of out of nowhere, make a crisis out of nowhere, to pushing through controversial policy. They just come up with one kind of a policy nationally and internationally, just create something out of the vacuum and so on, a level. And a step in an ongoing plot to achieve world domination. It's happening behind the scenes and so on, the one world order and on it. Happening for many, many decades now. That means wanting to be uncovered all the Antichrist traits and so on. Bible called it this present evil world. Now let's move forward. This evil world, Bible says there are two classes of people in this world. Apart from the two opposing spirits I told you about, there are two opposing spirits, right? Working in this age. The New Testament also speaks of two classes of people. What are they? The children of God and the children of the devil. See how the Bible says? I didn't say the Bible says so. In 1 John 3:9. 1 John 3:9. That's what you and I are living right now. So let us keep our spiritual eyes open and know how to conduct ourselves in the fear of the Lord. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, the Bible says, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. But say, indeed the children of God are manifest. So you have God's children, this word. There are two of them are manifest. And the children of the devil, right there. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God. So we have two spirits. Spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. Two classes of people. God's children and the children of the devil. These are right from the mouth of God himself, right? So here, whosoever does not righteousness, the Bible says, is classed as children of the devil, right? These are the same ones referred to as the children of disobedience in Ephesians 2:2. I will call it the children of disobedience. The word disobedience means what? It means obstinate rebellion against God. That's what it means. Now, these children of disobedience are trying to make the earth a more comfortable habitation for man. They want to make a comfortable habitation outside of God, right? You know, so that's what they are trying to do, and some of that, you know. So, they want to bring a millennium of their own making. That's what they are trying to do, bring a millennium of their own making. And so, by a federation of all religious bodies, a part of it and so on, religious bodies. Can you imagine an evil system that will contain Catholicism will be there, Jehovah's Witnesses will be there, Christian Science will be there, all kind of things come together at the end of the age, you know. So we see, and something like that, you know. Now, how fertile, how fruitless, and we see. Then, is their effort to make this world to be a better place and so on, where they are in rebellion against God. How can they do that? And some of that, you know, you can't do it, you know. Instead, people are spending their energy to produce godless civilization. They are producing a godless civilization right now and make way for Satan's masterpiece called the man of sin to reign over there. They refuse. I come in my father's name, John 5:43. In my father's name, and they don't believe me, they don't receive me. Let me read it. I'm calling my father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. The Lord prophesy of those things and so on. So we see the scripture plainly tells us that Satan is the deceiver of the world. Bible is talking about the present evil world. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. Can you imagine? He deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So let's put your thoughts here. He raises forth hope. That's what the devil does. Like in the garden, he will be like God, right? White as God. He raises up false hopes and deluse by deceivableness of sin. The Bible says that it's, you know, all kinds of deceivableness. There are the three of them. The deceivableness of riches in Matthew 12:22. Oh, they have trillions of dollars now, mega billionaires and so on, that, you know, they need to deceive them without God, right? So there is deceivableness of riches. There is deceivableness of sin. Hebrews 3:13. There is deceivableness of unrighteousness. Bible 2 Thessalonians 2:9-11. So we see that what the devil is doing in the world today and so on. You know. He causes the exercise of the imagination. And by strong delusion, like I read before, and seducing spirits, he tries to make men believe that his plans for the world are better than what God has in place of God proposes and so forth, this present evil age. Now, his advocates, meaning the advocates of the devil, they point to the great increase in scientific knowledge and so on. Notice what we are doing. you know, and like computers and so forth, inventions, the great advance in the methods of worldwide communication. I can call my village right now. I mean, don't you know we are in a better age and so on. Bible call it an evil age, despite all these things, right? Why? You see? Not so, you see? So, are there various inventions that lighten labor? So, we make our labor life. I don't have to work anymore. Get from my car and so on. Can't work and so on. And, you know, convenience and so on, that, you know, without God. And domestic comfort. They talk about the great philanthropies of men that founded colleges, that we form colleges, we create great libraries for the president and so on, we create hospitals and so on, and that, you know, and great charitable institutions we are making and so on. That is a better world. Well, thank God they help people, though, but that's not what God is looking for at this end of the age. By all this, they claim that the world is getting better. Bible call it present evil world. Man is saying it's getting better, right? Who is lying? It is impossible that God should lie, should it? So anyway, getting better. Forgetting that these things that they have only tend to the physical helpfulness. They only help them physically. But look at their morale. Morale has gone down the drain. You know, nudity is the other of the day. On television, women in particular, they have to expose their body and so forth. It's the fashion of the day. The Bible says that it says Sodom and Gomorrah will be like nothing in this age we are living in and so on. And they are saying the world is getting better, right? Bible says an evil world and so on. You know. So we see men are doing their own things too. Men marry women, getting better. Bible says, destruction and judgment is just at the door, you know. So we see right there. So anyway, they overlook the fact that in spite of this advancement in civilization, the world today sits what I will call on the mouth of a volcano. So to say, the world is sitting on the mouth of a volcano whose interior is a foaming cauldron. You know the cauldron where you cook your big pot, where you put it, it's boiling inside and so on. One of these things just scatter all over and so on. You know? So the world sits on the mouth of a volcano whose interior is a foaming cauldron of social unrest and commercial rottenness. So Bible calls it an evil world. Christians, be awake. When the God of this age discovered that he could not stamp out Christianity, they couldn't stamp out Christianity because it is God in his people and so on. What are they doing? They are trying to make them to change the tactic. They want Christians, they want to neutralize the effort of the Christians to spread Christianity. Oh, come and join us in the world betterment programs and so on. You see? They think they have a better idea than what the Lord called the church to do and so on. They want to neutralize the church's efforts by seduction. His method is to divert the efforts of the church from the evangelization of the world to method of social betterment. Let's create a social order, right? That is better than what we have today. And divert our attention from evangelizing the world, right? By this, they thought to make the world a better place to live, forgetting that as the natural man cannot be spiritually saved by culture, neither can the world be saved by any culture or betterment that man can produce. Therefore, all efforts to save the world by social betterment are fruitless and pity many Christians and so on. And when the church lends her aid to such methods, she confesses that Christ's method of saving the world is insufficient and does discount the power of the gospel. Let us stay with the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the Lord Jesus Christ and so forth. You know, let's stay with the word of God. Don't join a social program to make the world better. Let's concentrate on evangelizing the world in the way that the Bible says we should evangelize the world and so on, that, you know. So to be Christian and so on. Now, Christians who give vast sums of money for the social, intellectual, and physical betterment of this world are wasting their money. They don't even know it. I'm just talking globally now, not so that. Instead of evangelizing the world, you see, wasting their money, the God of this age knows that if the church was to give ourselves exclusively to the work of evangelization, then they will lose our service. You know, if every Christian will know not to, you know, to put their funds, to put their money in preaching the gospel, then this world know that they will lose our funds in order to make their own better world, right? You know, so we are told in the Bible that Pharaoh was to keep Israel in Egypt, right, as working on his stone cities of Python and Ramses. Let me read to you in Exodus 1:11 what Pharaoh did to the children of Israel. The God of this age, that will be sent to the Christian. Now, Exodus 1:11. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they did for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. So where am I going with this? Similarly, the God of this age is just as anxious to keep the church in his power and postpone the time of our exodus. Yes, there's coming an exodus, isn't it? We are going up, isn't it? That's our exodus. Praise the Lord. They will do everything to the Christians to keep us here. You know, to postpone our exodus. But they won't be able to do it, amen? To the true Christian. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, so that's the rapture that I'm talking about here. He wants to keep the church busy, making bricks without straw, like in Israel, like in Egypt, right? So to say, want to keep us here, making bricks without straw, and some of that, and thus blind our eyes to looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. So knowing that once the whole church got a vision and so on, that, you know, we won't contribute to their betterment. We want to really put the kingdom. We want to believe in Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations for a witness. Then shall the end come. That I want to put our fund in it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Another thing that I'm going to wrap up here, Bible calls it of this word, the unification of the nations of the earth is a scheme to reverse the judgment of God on Babel. You know the Bible, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis and so on, and receive the building of the Tower of Babel, like I will say, that is to exalt the name of man. That's the one of the sins of Babel, right? In Genesis 11:4. What a man, then to the devil and so on. 11:4 of Genesis says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name. Where is God in it? They want to make themselves a name, right? That's what this age is doing, this evil age is doing, and so on, that, you know. So anyway, simultaneously, in process of formation, so I've told you what is going on right now. So we have two opposing spirits. The spirit of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of the devil and so on. Two classes of men, God's children, children of the devil and so on. So in the same way, simultaneously in process of formation right now, in this present age, are two distinct bodies. There is the body of Christ, which is the true church, being gathered by the Holy Spirit. There is the body of the Antichrist, being gathered by the evil spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. That's what's happening in this world right now. The body of Christ is an organism, I will call it, an organism, you know, a living organism, actually, and whose head is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you quickly in Ephesians chapter 1, couple of verses in there, you know, so that Christ is the head, the living head of this church and so on. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, and the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So the body of Christ, and he is the head of that body. Now, the body of the Antichrist is not an organism, it's an organization. See? So that's the difference. Now, and that's a big difference, right? The body of the Antichrist is simply an organization for whom Satan will produce a head who will be the Antichrist. Talking about this evil age, all happening in this age. The Lord spoke of this body in the parable of the tear and the wheat in Matthew 13. I can't read the whole parable and so on, but I read about one or two verses in there. Matthew 13:30. Let them grow together, there are two bodies, the tear and the wheat now. Let them grow together until harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together, forth the tears, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. So anyway, verse 38 says, the Lord now says, the good seed, again, are the children of the kingdom. They were asking the Lord, what is the meaning of this parable and so on. Which you all know that parable, I can't go and read it. And the Lord said, verse 38, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tears are the children of the wicked one. Like he made it simply, right? But what he says, as therefore the tears are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world or the age. The Bible says, verse 43, then shall the righteous shine forth. This is the wheat now. Righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. So, and we are told that the Lord, as he's coming, so we see that there, you know, he brought it out in so many ways and so on, that, you know. So, two bodies at the end of the age, body of Christ, that of the Antichrist and so on. Now, we are told that the punishment, the Lord will punish, as he's coming, two governing bodies. They go in twos, right? Two opposing spirits, two classes of people, two bodies, that of Christ, that of the Antichrist. God will be punishing two governing bodies at his coming. Two of them again, let's quickly read that out. We need to wrap up here, this evil age and so on. So we're going to punish two distinct bodies at his coming. Isaiah 24, we call it the little apocalypse. Isaiah 24 to 28 is called the little apocalypse. 24 of Isaiah 21. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. So two sets of people are so the host in the earth. Who are those? The high ones are those that are on high, that is Satan and the evil powers of the air. That's in Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. God will punish them at his coming. Now, the kings of the heart, who are those? They are the anti-Christian world power, represented by the 10 federated kings under the control of the Antichrist. They will be in Europe at the end of time. This age you are living in and so on. You have your NATO as a prototype, you know, where this thing can last at the end of time and so on. And their punishment, the Lord, you know, in Revelation 19, as I wrap up here, the second group that God will punish, 19:17 of Revelation, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, you see, flesh of kings, as I said it in 24, and flesh of captives, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. I'm going to read to verse 21. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, see, and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and within the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. 24th verse says, and the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, at the end of it then, the heavens will be cleared up. We punish them and cast them down and so on, and destroy them. And the heaven will be cleansed, and the path of it will be done away with, and that will usher in the millennium. It's like we're talking about the end of the age, an evil age, yes, and look at what's going to happen in the summary. Now, Revelation 20, verse 4, beginning the millennium. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of men that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. As we are talking right now, even today, we see people are beheading Christians and so on. That, you know, anyway, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That's the millennium, right? So now let's finish up with this parable of the tear and so on, the wheat and so on. The gathering of the wheat into the barn. So we know what the gathering of the tears is. We have the ecumenical system. All the churches, even Muslims, they are all mixed up in Babylon. Babylon and so on, they are all back together. They gather together for before the rapture, and they are the gathering over the decades and so on, that, you know, all the churches and so on become one. Even Pentecostal will join them. They already joined them anyway. You know, we say we are one. As well as you know, but the elect is outside of our Babylon system, right? The true elect will not be there, as well as you know. So we see, anyway, so the gathering of the wheat, what is that? Into the barn is indicative of the righteous in the kingdom of God. The other ones are bound together, right? Into the Antichrist system. So Matthew 23 says this, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. This will start by the rapture, because there are the stages of people going to the kingdom of God. The first one we are looking for right now is the rapture of the church. So this will be triggered by the rapture of the church, you know, the first fruit sin, which will precede the great tribulation, of course, the millennium and so on, that, you know. So as part of our readiness for that rapture, the Lord had it to say to the saints who are listening. You know, in the book of Revelation, it always says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. In every church, it is said as well. So in Luke 21:34, and take heed to yourselves, since you are living in this evil age. I didn't call it evil, the Bible called it evil, and I agree with the Bible. So then, take heed to yourselves. The Bible says to the Christian right now, in Luke 21:34, let at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So we see this morning that in this present evil world, in summarizing now, there are two opposing spirits at work, the spirits of the world and the Holy Spirit. And there are two classes of people, the children of God and the children of the devil. There are two distinct bodies in formation right now, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church, the true church, and that of the Antichrist. There are two distinct governing bodies to be punished at this end of the age. Now, so the high one I talked to you about, and then the kings of the earth in the Antichrist system and so forth, that you know. Also, there is in this age we are living in, as evil as this age is, it's still the age of grace. But that grace is fast running out right now. Yeah, in the midst of the evil age, God put in there and inserted what I will call, you know, this also the age of grace. But that grace is fast running out right now. So what will happen in this, you know, in that year? So God, our Father, you know, according to his purpose, is calling out a people. Indeed, is calling out a people for his name's sake in this age. Even the church within the church, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, is calling them out of this evil age. So that there, you know, as we are talking right now, you know, as the age is finishing up and so on. So what do we say? The age gets so evil, that scripture here almost. This age gets so evil. The Lord said that you have to shorten the time because of the length. That's how you will get it. Let me tell you, that is in Matthew 24:22. And except those days be, should be shortened. See? There should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So I want to end with the exhortation that was given in Acts 11:23. Just one phrase. Cleave to the Lord. Cleave unto the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do not be distracted. Cleave unto the Lord in this age we are living in. And be also ready. Now, while we are waiting for his coming, yeah, the word is evil. I will also remind you with these scriptures here. The Lord himself said in John 17 that I have given them thy word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. Aren't you happy that he called you out of this evil world? We are in it, but we are not of it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, in verse 16 of the same John 17. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Our brother and sister, as we keep our eyes looking for the coming of the Lord, so we don't need to be afraid of anything of this evil world. In John 4:4, hear what he says about you and I. Ye are of God, you see that, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter how evil he gets before the Lord comes, greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ in you, than you are the Holy Ghost, than he that is in the world. Then in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. He has given us all we need to overcome this world before he comes. Praise the Lord. So we need to be carried away by them. We are in it, we are not of it. And he has given you all you need and all I need to overcome it. The faith of God. Having the faith of God. Faith in his word. And cleave yourself unto the Lord. Don't look out there to the false system. Father, we thank you this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I laugh all that this world is evil. I don't care all the flashy things they have. I don't care the advancement in science. Oh, they have great science before the flood. Even some of their scientists before the flood cannot be reproduced today. Where was it today? Bible says we end up the same way. So to alert us that this world is really evil, and we feel the impact of it ourselves. The true Christian begin to feel the impact of the evil of the world. But we thank God we have overcoming power. Christ is in us. He is greater than it has been in the world. To help us to be wise as the serpent and the harmless as the dove in this age, Lord, oh Father. And knowing our authority that the Lord has given unto us. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies hurt you. And when you see all this begin to come to pass, be for joy. Lift up your head for our redemption dress now. So we thank you for alerting us, Lord, whom I love. You know, I correct, I rebuke, I correct. So thank you for so much loving us. So Lord, we glorify your name, Lord. Help us, Lord, oh God. And then we commit all that we do to your hand, Lord. We command the blessings of the Lord upon our work. I command the blessings of the Lord upon our businesses in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For in the midst of this, he said, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, any kind of a sickness and so forth, I command you to leave God's children. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He told us, because you serve me, I will bless your bread, he said, even in the Old Testament. I will bless your water, he said, in this of pollution, part of the evil world, right? the water is polluted, the food is polluted. But the Lord said, I will bless your bread, and I will bless your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of us. Himself took our infirmities, and he bore our sicknesses. So we thank you, Father. So we bless and we worship you, Lord, who forgive us all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. Bless the Lord, O our soul. Bless and praise his holy name. Father, we thank you for your presence to supply all our needs. Lord, these words are not depart from our mouth, but it will supply all our needs. You know, O Lord God, according to his riches in Christ Jesus, no matter how inflation tightens, no matter how whether it causes recession or whatever, we are promised supply in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our economy is tied to the resources of the Almighty God, and it can never run out. Bible says so. Who can measure the riches of Christ? There is no height, there is no depth, there is no width to it, and we are heirs of to all these things. Bible says we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. All that God has belongs unto us. So as we go day by day, help us to stand up power, not as servants. Bible says, I will call you no servants anymore. You are my friend, and we are children of God. To rise up to our position and to lay hold by faith all that belong unto us. So I commit all our needs to your hand this morning, spiritual and temporal needs. Father, meet them, Lord, according to your riches and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a joyous week, Lord, O God, and onwards, Lord, victorious week, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for blessing us this fellowship this morning. And help us understand the world we are living in, and O Lord God, to take advantage, of whom we are, children of the living God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord.